Okay, so next one. Post on forums, blogs, message boards, etc., related to your niche market. Again, we've talked about this briefly. Basically, find out where do your prospects hang out. What kind of forums or blogs do they read? What kind of community sites do they go to? Do they go to specific Google groups or Facebook groups? And start posting some comments on those sites to get backlinks to your sites, but also just to get direct traffic from those different from those sites. So either people are going to click on your link directly, or this is going to contribute to having a high search engine ranking. And I'll talk about this briefly in a bit. Traffic tactic number 7, Facebook. This is not a great traffic tactic. It's just a free way of getting some traffic, getting a few people to find out about you. So I have about 2,500 friends on or people on my Facebook page. What it means is that a proportion of them, anyway, have gone on to my free giveaway. To the websites that I have listed there, and also a good way to use Facebook is to upload videos on your Facebook page with good how-to information, and also you can find groups, Facebook groups, relating to your target market. So one of the first things that I did when I joined Facebook is I added myself to about 25 or 30 internet marketing groups so that I would receive the notifications, but also I could log in to those groups and post some comments, or that when I was uploading a video, the people from those groups would also see that on their pages. just a free tactic. It's not the best traffic generation tactic because I was saying it's not the best traffic generation tactic because people that go to Facebook, they go to Facebook to socialize. They don't go to Facebook to be sold to or, you know, to buy anything or anything like that. Thank you very much, Kim. Next traffic tactic. This will require a little bit of cash, just a little bit of an advertising budget. But essentially, you can go to various e-zines, e-magazines, basically, e-publications, email newsletters, and ask to be advertised or ask to advertise on their site, on their newsletters. A lot of people have large mailing lists, large newsletter mailing lists, and they have a space on every newsletter that goes out, so basically some advertising space where you can pay them to have a little mention in that in every email that goes out. So usually in a box in the email. Or perhaps you can find out who has an e-zine or a newsletter in your specific target market and ask to advertise or ask to do a joint venture with them. So if you go to new-list.com, http://new-list.com, there are almost 9,000 newsletters that are listed in that website. And basically, what you need to do now that you each have a niche market, you're going to find out who has a mailing list or a newsletter relating to your target market. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes? So again, this is a case of finding out who has your ideal target market, your ideal prospects, basically, on their lists. Traffic tactic number 9, again, this will cost a little bit of money, maybe $75, $150. There's a couple of websites, webstars2k.net, but also Google Solo Ad Blaster. What a solo ad is, it's people who have these mailing lists or who have these newsletters, they built a mailing list. Some of them charge you for them to send an email to their list. So they will send an email to their list for you, but they will charge you a bit of money. So for example, webstars2k.net, they will charge you $75 to email their lists of about 75,000 people, I think. So for them to email their list of 75,000 people, they will charge you about $75. Actually, I think the list is about 60,000 people, actually. So they'll mail their list.